control of the airwaves. If you'd like, you can do it toll-free at 855-453. And you can also join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Once again, lrn.fm on Skype and 855-453 if you'd like to reach us by phone. Of course, we'll talk to you about anything that you want that is the point of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And so, Johnny Ray, tonight you brought in a story about a six-year-old being detained by police. It's actually the number one story over at freetalklive.com, where you get to actually control the content. You, not you, Johnny Ray, but you, the listener. You, although, Johnny Ray, you could submit things on the website as well if you wanted, but the idea is that when you find something online that you think is worth sharing with the hosts of the show and the other listeners, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, then appears on the upcoming stories page of the site, where it awaits a certain number of votes, and once it reaches that vote count, it will be promoted from the upcoming stories page to the front page of the website. Now, I don't know, did you see it on our front page? Is that where you got the story from?
I got it from our front page.
Thank you, and that is over at freetalklive.com, so drop on by there and get interactive. And it looks like it was Jesse Lee who submitted this one. So
that's right.
Go ahead and give us the details.
It's from this fantastic website, Ian. I don't know if you've ever looked at it. It seems like it would be right up your alley, called freerangekids.com.
Oh, yes. I have this. I think I might have this article.
This is the site that was founded by the lady whose son, if I'm recalling correctly, she allowed her son in New York City, I think he was 10 years old at the time.
Some number.
To walk home from school, basically, to, you know, take the subway and whatever.
Right. She had him take, he was allowed to take the subway in, you know, some age that was uncomfortably low. And I don't know if it was 8 or 10.
It was 10.
It was 10? Are you certain of that?
I'm pretty sure about that.
And,
about that.
You know, like,
she was labeled the worst mom of the year
Worst mom in America. And, you know, some people had a real fit about this, this whole thing. And, you know, what her contention was, and I think that it certainly has some validity, is that, you know, I'm trying to raise a son who's independent, who can think for himself, who can handle problems. The stranger danger thing is completely blown out of proportion. And
right.
My son made it home fine. He wanted to do it. I didn't force him to do it. So what's the problem?
As part of my job, I train people from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And many times I've been trained, and the way that I get trained is the person training me comes and sort of shoves me out of the way and does the work and talks about it while he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I learn from that, but what I do is I say, okay, do this, pick that up, do this, and I have them do it themselves, and I think that they learn a lot better that way. And I think so.
I think learning through doing is a pretty good way to learn things. But just to clarify, he was 9 years old, not 10 years old. Her name is Lenore Skenazzi.
Skenazzi, I think.
Skenazzi, the author of Free Range Kids, How to Raise Safe, Self-Reliant Children. And she was named the worst mother of, I don't know if it was the year or the decade, but definitely she became known nationwide after writing a blog post about allowing her son, who was 9, to ride the New York City subway alone. She said she gave him a map, a Metro card, quarters for the phone, and $20 for emergencies, and left him in Bloomingdale's near a subway station and went home. Her son arrived 45 minutes later.
And the story that I'm relating is very similar. Cops detained 6-year-old for walking around neighborhood, and it gets worse.
Oh, boy.
Readers, this is a note from Lenore. Readers, the story below makes me so sad and so angry, and you will see why. If anyone at Child Protective Services or the police department would pick up a single book written before predator panic swept the country, they'd see that 6-year-olds were always part of the neighborhood scene, scampering, playing, or even, in many eras and areas, working.
Sure, who doesn't remember being young and being around and about a neighborhood playing with other kids?
Yeah, that was a magical time, going out with your friends and going into the woods.
Right.
Yep.
Or if you lived in the city, walking around the city with all the other fantastic people in the city.
Taking your bicycle out to go with other kids on their bicycle.
Yeah, riding a tree house.
Riding between their houses. You know, my mother had rules that we had to abide by, where we were allowed to go and where we weren't allowed to go, and I generally stuck by those rules. But, yeah, I mean, it was That was totally the way my life was.
I used to love to go out in the woods and grab a stick that seemed to be about the right size for a sword and just go through the woods hacking up the...
Whacking trees?
Yeah, the flora.
And knocking the tops off of weeds?
Yeah.
I mean, because if you get a stick, especially if it's nice and thin, going fast enough, yep. It'll just, you know, cleave a weed right in half. And this is an exciting, fun thing to do, and is as wholesome as it comes.
Mark, I'd love to go weed cleaving.
I've got a trail behind my house. There's weeds everywhere.
The idea that a six-year-old can't be outside without constant supervision is new and warped. It also seriously underestimates kids. Is there a law requiring parents to stunt their children's curiosity, competence, maturity, and independence? I fear it may only be a matter of time. L. Okay, so here's the lady had written her a letter. Dear free-range kids, I've run across your site a few times and generally ascribe to the parenting principles that you write about. I'd like to anonymously share what just happened to my family with you and your readers to elicit some feedback. We've taught our six-year-old, whom I'll call Emily, about crossing the street, reading maps, etc. As she's learned these skills, we've let her try them out, first with supervision and then on her own to make short trips around the neighborhood. We live in a fairly average residential neighborhood that has a mixture of stop signs, stoplights, and crosswalks. The state that we live in does not have any laws regarding a minimum age for a child to be unattended. Recently, Emily went by herself to a small store a few blocks away. When she was out a little longer than I expected, I went looking for her. The shopkeeper said that as she was walking out the door, the police were coming in, asking if anyone there was her parent. Then they took her.
Wow. I can't imagine. I mean, my son Jack is going to turn 5 next month, this month actually, the end of this month, and so he's a year younger than Emily, maybe a year and a half. Mm-hmm. If we want to use the, you know, I'm just guessing, the middle of 6 instead of the beginning of 6. I don't know what kind of growth is going to occur in that amount of time, but I, you know, for me, it's completely beyond me the idea of Jack walking down the street to a corner store. But I wouldn't doubt that some kids are capable of doing it. I mean, you know, the parents...
There's a big change between 4 and 6.
There certainly is. Right?
I mean, at age 6, I remember when I was in kindergarten looking at the first graders who were a year older than me and thinking about, they sure are big. Like, they seemed so much bigger to me at that time.
No, they were bigger.
I don't remember a thing from back then.
Me neither. I don't really remember that much, but that I can recall.
To some extent, you remember the memories.
Yeah.
You
know?
Smells sometimes.
So, oh, yeah, smells will do it.
So the reason why her daughter was late getting back home was because the police took her.
She'd been apprehended by the police.
I believe it's a him.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying her. Emily was the name used. So
Emily is a her, but I believe the writer of this is a him.
Okay, I apologize.
Oh, I assume that the writer was
a her. I think
at
the very last
also.
Paragraph it says otherwise.
Okay.
Maybe I just, you know, internalized somehow the story, but that's what I recall.
Once I got to the police station, they would not release her to me for over 20 minutes, though she was sitting behind bulletproof glass just 20 feet away.
That's pretty fast, by the way, for the police.
This is warp speed. Somebody probably got whiplash as fast as this went at 20 minutes.
If you've ever gone to retrieve a friend who has been taken into police custody, you're looking at probably a couple hours or more before they get him back to you.
When the police finally came to talk to me, I was told that they had responded to a call of a young child being unsupervised.
Mm.
They refused to identify a reasonable cause for her detention or even what law had been broken.
Right.
They insisted
some busybody called them and was all worried about this.
They insisted that they were waiting for CPS to respond before they would let me see my daughter. But then they later came back and said that they were releasing me to her because CPS had told them to give her to me. Since I was waiting for her.
Right, because there's no crime has been committed here.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if CPS is involved, maybe there'll be some kind of investigation after the fact.
I received a letter from CPS today.
Mm-hmm.
Emily knows her name, address, phone number, etc. Furthermore, the responding officer knows exactly who both Emily and I are, since she responded to a complaint regarding Emily crossing the street by herself just a few days prior.
Wow.
During which we were detained for more than half an hour. After this previous incident, her supervisor had confirmed that there was no law against the child crossing the street by themselves.
There's more to this. Let's come back, because we haven't learned what's going on with the CPS letter. Hopefully we'll get into more of that here in moments. 855-453. Maybe you've got an experience that's similar to this. Some busybody snitch on you and your kids. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The six-year-old went down to the local corner store to purchase something and didn't come back. She was abducted by a group of men and women who wear badges and call themselves the police. Johnny Ray's got the story, and we're going to continue with it here in moments from the Free Range Kids website, freerangekids.com. Great site, by the way, with a lot of good information. And I love the theme of the site, which is to fight the belief that our children are in constant danger from creeps, kidnapping, germs, grades, flashers, frustration, failure, baby snatchers, bugs, bullies, men, sleepovers, and the perils of a non-organic grape. And Lenore Skenazy is the proprietor over there, and she's doing some great work, I think. We'll continue in moments. 855, 453. Maybe you're a parent. You can relate to this story with six-year-old being accosted and abducted by the police. You're welcome to share your story with us at 855 453. Also, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there, archives included. You can just click and download as many episodes as you'd like of Free Talk Live. They are all completely free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go to our SoundCloud page and easily share those episodes there. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and you'll see each episode has a share button. It makes it simple to share your favorite episodes with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or whatever other social networking site is your preference.
So I've been doing these Bitcoin questions of the day. And I guess I have a question now.
Okay.
Guardian.co.uk has an article out here. Bitcoin, more than just the currency of digital vice. And, you know, they're now talking about Bitcoins. Bitcoins that are now selling at over $40
a crazy.
The numbers are skyrocketing. And they've been reported on by Fox and Forbes and Christian Science Monitor. And I couldn't even tell you all of the news agencies that, you know what, it's probably easier to talk about the news agencies that haven't reported on Bitcoins at this point rather than the ones that have. There are thousands of websites and more coming online every day, major websites. What was that? Namecheap.com is one of these.
I was going to mention that. I actually, the freetalklive.com is registered through Namecheap.com, and right there on the front page of their website, they are now accepting Bitcoin payments. It's huge. They say they're the first major domain registrar to offer Bitcoin.
And it's only going to, you know, now that they're doing it, HostGator and GoDaddy, they're going to be doing it too.
Didn't I see something about Mega, the new upload site, is also looking at it?
Well,
I think they're on board.
They're on board now?
Oh, yeah. Right. They're actually, Kim.com tweeted that Bitcoin's undermined the United States monopoly on something or other.
That's huge.
And
that guy's huge.
I guess my question is, when are you going to give it up? Whatever it is that you've got against Bitcoins, when are you going to give it up and just go ahead and get on board? Because it looks like here, for all the world, like Bitcoins are going to become a phenomenon. They allow you to buy, sell,
well,
trade.
Well, at what point will they become a phenomenon? Because they're already pretty amazing.
I don't know.
Like you were saying, you can buy, sell, trade internationally.
You know when they're a phenomenon? When you buy them at $40 and they hit $50. That's when they're a phenomenon.
Well, if you'd bought them at $30 about a week ago, you'd have already made $10.
Yeah, they are a phenomenon.
You
now.
Could sit around with a stick in your butt about these about Bitcoins for whatever reason you've got about Bitcoins, and you can let the boat pass you by, or you can get on board for a little while. You don't have to get on board like I am till $4,000 per Bitcoin. You can get on board to double your money, and then put it back in whatever crappy investment you've got it in. Buy one Bitcoin a week, buy a half a Bitcoin a week, and you know, double your money. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you may or may not. I mean, tomorrow it could drop.
Nope.
I think you should be careful making predictions like that, Mark. Buying Bitcoin today doesn't mean you're going to double your money.
This is what I believe for myself.
Had you bought them last week, you would
have
already
quintupled my money. How's that?
Yeah. Well, okay, that's something that you can say, sure. I bought them back when they were $6, and I wish I had been smart enough to buy them at two or one or even less. But I wasn't.
I'm not giving financial advice. I'm not qualified to give financial advice, but I am asking people the question, what's holding them back? What's stopping them? When are you going to give it up? Whatever it is. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear what it is that's stopping people. I think you should be divested. I think you should have some gold and silver. I think you should have other investments. But I think you should have some Bitcoins, too.
If you had bought Bitcoins a month ago, they would have been under $25, around $20. You would have doubled your money. It's incredible.
You have to sell double your money, by the way.
That's true.
And I have no intention of doing that anytime
soon.
No,
I'm not selling either.
Bitcoins have a use. Bitcoins have value. And Bitcoins are scarce.
That's why they're working. That's why they're selling for so much, because they are valuable to people. And there's a lot that you can do with them. And there's going to be even more as more companies like Namecheap come on board with Bitcoin.
Yeah, and Mega.
So let's continue, though, with the free-range kids story, Johnny Ray. 6 years old, walked down to the local corner store, didn't come back in time. We're still unsure if it's a mom or a dad who's writing the article, but they didn't come back in time.
I'm just coming to the end of it.
And it turns out it was the police that had taken her. someone had called the police saying there was a child who was not being monitored by an adult. They came, they took her to the station, and then the parent came to try to pick them up, and it was a bit of a process. And then apparently a letter came a few days later from CPS.
That's right. This story doesn't get into any of the contents of that letter.
Okay.
So we're kind of left hanging a little bit. So there will be, maybe the story will develop, maybe not. After this previous incident, she had been very recently.
The previous incident was where someone else called on her for crossing the street alone.
Right, for crossing the street by herself just a few days prior. After this previous incident, her supervisor, the police officer's supervisor, had confirmed that there was no law against the child crossing the street by themselves. So what say you, free rangers, to the cops picking up a six-year-old, not contacting the parents, and then refusing to give her back? A dad in distress.
Okay, so it was a guy.
Dear Dad, we say that this is not a matter for the cops or CPS. You are a responsible parent, and you are raising a responsible child. How dare these authorities suggest they care more about her than you do? End.
Indeed.
So, I don't think that this child is too young to go to the store. I don't know. I think that every child's different, and that you as the parent have to make this decision. But I would ask this question. Is there an age that's too young for a child to be walking around unattended? I mean, children can walk at 16 months, and let's say a two-year-old is out on the street wandering around.
That's probably a little bit more reason for concern.
Yeah. Now, what do you do about that situation?
Probably what you don't do is put them in your patrol car and take them downtown.
Well, likely this father found out about it before they were able to even get contact. I mean, I don't know that my son could relay enough information to a police officer to get that police officer to contact me. I don't have my telephone number hung around his neck like I do my dog Fruit Loop. So, there's some inherent problems there. And I don't know what the answer is, but I wonder, is there an age that's too young for children to walk around? And I have an answer to that. That's yes. Secondarily, who do you call or what do you do? Do I just take the kid into my house and wait for the parent to come along?
That could be a problem.
That's pretty creepy, right? Now, I've done this with people's dogs. Like when I was living in town, and there was a dog walking down the street that just had that, not like a dog that's used to walking around by itself look.
Yep.
I got that dog, and I held on to it till the people came, and I gave it back to them.
Yeah, but you're less likely to do something awful to a dog, I guess. And
I hear you.
We'll come back with more here. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. What do you do in that case?
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you on the site. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive because not everybody's on Facebook. Some people still appreciate a good forum, and you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to use ours. Once again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Some good news about bidinstant.com, Mark.
That's right. Bidinstant.com is back up and working. You can go to bidinstant.com. They're the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get bitcoins. All you have to do is go, I was encouraging people to get bitcoins. Here's how you do it. Go to bidinstant.com, and when you get there, you'll see several, from the pay from section, several different ways to make deposits there. Say, for instance, you want to go do it at your local CVS. They have just above that fees and locations. You can go check out what the fee is to deposit at a local CVS, and then pay to, say, you've opened up an mtgox.com account. Go there to mtgox.com, provide them a little information, get an account available to you. You get the deposit address for the mtgox account, and you deposit the money at the CVS. It'll be in the mtgox account by the time you get back, likely, from the store having made the deposit. After mtgox takes their little time doing things, then you can send it off to a Bitcoin wallet, maybe blockchain.info if that's what you want to do, or just keep it at the mtgox account. I've had an mtgox account for a couple of years, and
I don't trust it personally.
I don't trust it a bunch, but
they've been hacked before, and they could be hacked again.
But did anybody lose their money?
I don't think so.
No, they didn't. So our website's been hacked.
Yeah, but I'd rather keep my bitcoins in my own account. I would only use them as an intermediary.
I'd rather use if I had it all to do over again, I'd probably get a blockchain.info account. They're, you know, encrypted right in the browser. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
quite safe.
I've got some questions about that. Today I was watching a video from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which I didn't get to go to, but you guys, of course, did.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a panel discussion with three gentlemen from BitInstant. Can you guys tell me who those three gentlemen were?
Likely Charlie Shrim, Eric Voorhees, and Roger Veer.
Right. Yes, that's who it was. And somebody in the audience had a question about, basically, how do you protect yourself from... How do you protect your wallet and your Bitcoins from being hacked? And their advice was number one, don't let other people hold your Bitcoins. You should keep them on your own device. I have the bulk of my Bitcoins in a blockchain wallet. I don't know that it's on any device that I own. Is it or isn't it?
I think that blockchain is different than the rest of the accounts out there. It's not really on their server because they don't have any possession of it or anything like that. So no, I guess the answer is that is sort of on your device. It's basically an intermediary between being on. It's no one else is holding them for you. It's encrypted in your browser.
Okay,
but. You know, I mean, you could be hacked in that if somebody put a keylogger or something on your computer, but you could be hacked if somebody put a keylogger on a computer that you kept it, a Bitcoin wallet on. So there's really no difference there.
Well, there's no perfect security. I mean, there's nothing
Indeed.
That's perfect.
Yeah, as long
there's
as...
There's no security for your dollars either.
That's true. You can put them in a bank account, but the feds can go and take them anytime they want.
Yeah. Bitcoin, as they said, Bitcoin is money, and wherever that money is located, somebody can... Somebody, you have to be able to get it if you want it to be of any use to you. So potentially, somebody else will be able to. But if you take precautions, then that's all you can do. Yeah. Then if you take reasonable precautions, you're going to be very reasonably safe. I've got, like I say, I've got the bulk of mine in a Bitcoin wallet. I intend
blockchain.info wallet.
Thank you. A blockchain.info wallet. I intend to spread those out.
So, BitInstant.com, they're back online.
Yep.
Our number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That is, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about the free-range kids story, Johnny Ray, that you brought in tonight, about a six-year-old girl who was abducted by the police. They reluctantly released her back to her dad after her dad showed up at the police station wondering what the hell was going on, considering she had total permission to go down to the corner store by herself. As, a young person at some point wants to do. They want to be independent. They want to break away from their parents. And I agree with the author over at Free Range Kids that the more that can be encouraged, the better off, the stronger of a young person you're going to have, the stronger minded, if they're raised constantly being babied, constantly being treated like a little child, then they'll always act like a little child. Is that what you want?
And frankly, that's not what they want either. Children want to grow up.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody wants responsibility, I can tell you that, not forced upon them, but they do want to grow up. They want the advantages of being an adult and that kind of thing. And with adulthood come responsibilities. There's no doubt about it. I had asked previously, at what age is it unacceptable for a child to be walking down the street? And what do you do when you find a child that's too young to be walking down the street in your mind? Because in this case, some
concerned
citizen...
If you don't know whose child there are, I don't know what you can do. I guess you'd have to contact the police, but... that seems like a really undesirable
thing.
That's
what happened.
The first thing that I would do, I think, is I would talk to the child find out what he knows.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that makes the most sense. But if you're talking about a two-year-old, they may not know very much, right?
And then wait with them for their parents to show up. Now, what if their parents never show up?
It's disturbing, right?
Yeah, then... I don't know. Call the police.
Maybe not. Maybe there's some other agency out there you could call. I don't know who that would be, though.
I got a Lori on Facebook says CPS should never be called. A child walking to the store by themselves is fine and should be the parents' decision for what for when that child is ready. Let's say your neighbor has five kids under the age of 10 that are uncared for while they party away. Should you call CPS? Still, I say no.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, definitely don't call CPS. And I agree with Johnny Ray. You know, the waiting thing makes the most sense. But if it's, 6 o'clock at night and it becomes 8 o'clock at night, at some point, you can't wait much longer. So who do you call at that point? I don't want to call the police because ultimately they may call CPS. That could be a problem.
They're going to call CPS.
If you know whose kid it is, then that solves the problem right there. You take them home. But if you don't know, you can't just walk away.
Yeah, I want to fall back on, hopefully this will help me as I talk it out, fall back on a quote that I like to use. I believe it's from Will Grigg, one of the contributors at LouRockwell.com. And he said, there's no situation so bad that you can't make it worse by calling the police.
No doubt. Well, who do you call, though?
Right. Lori goes on to say that you should talk to the parents, make an effort to
talk to who they are,
the neighbor and their family, see what you can do to help.
You could go knock on some doors. If you're in a neighborhood area, you could go and, you know, just knock on nearby doors and ask if they know who the kid is. But
yeah, or maybe they don't know who the kid is. Well, I'm sorry, I was making some assumptions about what you were getting ready to say, like knock on some doors looking for the parents. And I was going to say maybe they're not the parents, but maybe they know who the parents
are.
That's
what I'm saying, yeah. Maybe if they knew whose child it was. Those are some ideas before calling the police, but ultimately if you've stood around, waited with the kid for 2 hours, and you haven't been able to find out who the parents are, who else could you call? Maybe there is somebody. Maybe there's some sort of agency that could help that's not government-related, but unfortunately I don't know what that would be.
And who would we call here in Keene? Would 100 Night Shelter be able to help us out?
I don't know.
I don't think any of these homeless people. All these organizations are going to say, call the police.
They probably will, yeah, because they don't want the liability.
Yeah, I don't know what the case is. I mean,
and odds are good.
I've never dealt with this situation, never seen this situation, so it doesn't concern me that this will be something that happens to me in my life.
But odds are good that the parents, if they lost their child, and probably they lost their child at age 2 if they're wandering around the streets, they will probably call the police themselves.
Dave Chappelle tells a story about a baby, you know, standing out in his underpants on the street in the hood or something.
855 453. What are we missing? Who would you call? What would you do in the circumstance of coming across a 2-year-old in the streets wherever you live? It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $5 a month. We take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there, and you'll get some perks, too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the issue of coming across a small child, one that's so young that, you know, you really can't even have a conversation with them. You can't really converse too well with a two-year-old. Six-year-old, probably, yeah. In this case, the original case was a six-year-old who'd gone to the corner store with parental permission, was abducted by the police. The parent went down to get the child from the police station, had a difficult time retrieving the child. CPS was called, apparently. A letter was sent from CPS. We don't know what the contents of the letter was. But then the question I think that was asked was, well, what if it were a smaller child? What if it were a two-year-old that you found wandering the streets? What's the right thing to do in that situation? Johnny Ray has some good suggestions. Wait for a while. See if the parents show up. Wait with the child. Don't take it into your house, because that's could be considered pretty creepy. But wait there for a while. But if the waiting thing doesn't work, maybe knock on some neighbor's doors, see if they know who the child is. Of course, if you knock on a sicko's door and they claim to know who the child is, that could be a problem.
What's his name?
Yeah. But there's another option that you saw on Facebook, Mark. Did you ask the question on our Facebook page?
I didn't ask on the Facebook page. A friend, I just sort of asked, and a friend IM'd me and said, go out, take a picture of the kid. Have a list of local friends on Facebook, and go out, take a picture of the kid, send it to the list of local friends, mm-hmm. and 15 minutes, your problem will be solved. I thought that was a pretty creative idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. The more people you know locally, the more likely that would be to solve that problem. A lot of people live in a place where they don't know anybody.
What my fear is that the child will be taken from a loving home with, whatever's wrong with your home, there's something wrong with every home. And my fear is the child will be taken from a loving home by, well-meaning bureaucrats that believe that they're doing the very best thing for the child, which they may not be. That they take the child from their parents, and that has greater consequences than it might otherwise.
Your thoughts are welcome. What would you do?
I think we're running up against some of the limitations. As we try to answer this question, what do you do when you wait with this two-year-old and nobody shows up? We're running up against choices that have been made by all of our neighbors about how to solve this problem. And the choices that the overwhelming majority have settled on is to let these government bureaus handle this problem. They have appropriated that power. Any kind of other service has been sort of crowded out by the taxpayer money that's gone into the social services and the police department. So what I'm coming up to in this limited thought experiment, limited in time, is call the police. As much as I don't like that,
I still think it's the last option, though. Right? Try to exhaust
for sure
every other option you possibly can before you do that, because, you know, as was pointed out, you never know what they're going to do. You know, you pull that fire alarm, the firemen are going to show up probably at some point, but you don't know if they're going to destroy the house in the process of saving it. And the same thing can be the case with the police. Maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe you'll have a compassionate group of police officers that isn't going to call CPS and understands that mistakes get made, that, the child got lost on accident, accidents happen. Or maybe you'll end up with a department that is, like, real law and order minded and wants to crack down and take kids from some people.
They believe that the best thing to be done is for this to go down on your permanent record. And that way that we, you know, make enough mistakes and we'll be able to take your child away from you.
Yeah.
You know, and, I get it. If a parent makes enough mistakes, maybe they shouldn't have a child, but what's the alternative? And the alternative generally is foster homes and unhappy children growing up messed up.
Yeah, and of course, you know, where you live may be an important factor, too. Maybe the state in which you find yourself is a little bit more serious about these matters and more likely to involve CPS than a different area. So, for instance, maybe moving to New Hampshire with your children would be a good idea. Considering,
I don't have any idea whether that's true or not.
I don't either, but I do know that New Hampshire was named as the best place to raise children. I forget which what named it that, but that was, I think you can go to freestateproject.org and look at their 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire and probably find it in there. But there's a midwife, actually, from California who is currently on a journey from California to New Hampshire. Her blog is called Shirebound. It is shirebound.wordpress.com, and her first blog entry is entitled Letter from an Exile. Dear State of California, I'm writing today because my therapist tells me it would be a good exercise to get some things off my chest. I know our versions of our breakup are different. You are telling your friends that I left you with a massive debt and a million needs to fill. How can you spread such lies? The truth of the matter is far more sinister, and we both know it. When I first met you, 34 years ago, I'm not counting the brief acquaintance we made 4 years before that, you were the most handsome one I'd met so far. Everything about you was bigger, shinier, more fabulous. You took me to Disneyland early on, and I remember all the fun times we had playing on the sand and in the water. Your rugged, majestic charm really overshadowed the issues that I knew were present underneath it all. I just didn't want to see it. Even my friends warned me over the years to leave you. They pointed out your obvious dangers to me, but I didn't want to listen. I kept believing in you, hoping they were wrong. And it didn't help that you kept taking me away to Catalina Island. You knew that place takes my breath away. And your friends were such exciting people.
It's real nice.
Artists and actors and brilliant, dramatic, fashionable people. But as much as I would try to cover my eyes, I knew deep down that you were not good for my health as you began to take the steps to hold me prisoner in my own home. It was really after we made a commitment to one another that things began to change. When I applied for that marriage license, I had no idea you would hold jurisdiction over me in every way. Beginning in 2006, you ordered me to stay within your house, or you would lock me up in a cage. I know. Looking back now, I can't believe I even let you have that kind of power. I should have left then, but I was scared, and you had brainwashed me so thoroughly during our prior courtship, I didn't believe I had the option to be free. I did everything you told me to, and then the day came almost 2 years later that despite my best intentions, you say I broke one of your many rules. Well, how was I even to know? You never told me the rules. You were constantly terrorizing me, telling me rules I had broken only after I had done so. There was no way to
know. It's a new rule.
Yeah. There was no way to know how to please
you. You should have known about it. Ignorance of my rules is no excuse. Yes, I know that's a 12th century maxim made up about the time of the Magna Carta, but it still holds sway in people's minds because it's such a nice little maxim, 900 years old. But that was made up under English common law, when essentially the law was do no harm to others, keep your word, pay people for the harm you've done. And of course, at that time, the ignorance of the law has no excuse. You had no excuse for ignorance of the law, because the law was to not do harm to other people and to keep your word. Well, now that we have more laws than a person can meet, can read in four lifetimes, how in the world is anyone supposed to be anything but ignorant? The bureaucrats that you hire to enforce your laws don't know what they are. This whole idea, we need to retire this ignorance, the law is no excuse thing. Never ever say it to anyone in any kind of seriousness again. It's disgusting. It's just disgusting.
She says, there was no way to know how to please you. 4 years after you began holding me captive in your home, you locked me in a cage. Not because I was rebellious, but because I apparently didn't please you despite trying my very hardest. You humiliated me, stripped me naked, ridiculed me, and forced me to go without sleep, warmth, and food. When you finally released me, I was undone. My body began to suffer, and my mind began to break. The years that followed were ones that should never be experienced by a human being. You took away everything. But you didn't take my will to survive. And so, State of California, I'm leaving. Today. I'm not interested in the beautiful sunrise or the warm, cozy day you've set in front of me to woo me back into your abusive, control freak presence. You can have your rugged charm, your beachfront property, and your glamorous friends.
Yeah, I love the weather in California. The weather really is beautiful in California. But nice weather breeds statism, folks.
She says, I'm tired of starving and suffering to try to make things work. I would rather be free. I am free. Sincerely, an ex-girlfriend. And she is currently on her way. Her name's Katie. She's on her way to New Hampshire. They're kind of taking a circuitous route, touring about the rest of the country.
Yeah, see some things.
On the way up, she'll be here by April and already has a place slated for, I believe, Derry, New Hampshire. So yet another mover, yet another addition to the Free State Project, a movement of 20,000 liberty-minded people all focusing their efforts in one place, and that is New Hampshire. We'll continue with more in moments, and hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements, like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.